Welcome to the eLaborate Topics podcast, where we focus on lab-specific strategies for medical laboratory professionals. We're proud to be the healthcare detectives that work behind the scenes to get the results needed to influence medical decisions. Let's grow together and jump right into the lab.
Are you tired of feeling like your education ended the moment you walked across the stage and got your degree or certification? Do you feel like the only way to go to the next level is to go back and get another degree or even another certification? Well, listen to this episode. Traditional learning methods often leave us feeling like we've reached the end of our road, but really, in reality, it's just the beginning. It's a foundation, if you will. Lifelong learning is the key to unlocking our full potential and staying ahead in our industry. So it's really not about getting another degree or certification. It's about continuously seeking out new knowledge and skills that will help us thrive in our current roles as well as in our future roles. Today, we're going to talk about going beyond the classroom to embrace lifelong learning for career success. I am your host of this episode of eLaborate Topics, Tywana Wilson. I am here to serve as your leadership mentor and your leadership coach. Whether you know me or you don't, I hope this is an opportunity that you're able to get some practical skills that you can use to benefit your life inside and outside of the lab. Myself, along with my co-hosts, Lona Small and Stephanie Whitehead, bring you new episodes each and every week. And if you've been living under a rock and have never heard of this podcast before, we have over 185 episodes to date. So go to elaboratetopics.directimpactbroadcasting.com or your favorite podcast platform to catch up on our library of all sorts of technical leadership and personal growth strategies that you will be able to use to benefit your career. At the time of this recording, we are near the end of the first quarter of 2024, and I thought it would be good to level set your learning. I was doing a study because I love reading, and the highlight of that study was 70 billion companies, annually, companies spend about $70 billion on training and workshops for their employees. Can you imagine that? Organizations are spending about $70 billion annually. And the thing is, it has minimum long-term retention. This is why lifelong learning is important for sustained and personal growth, because I know how it is, and I'm sure you know how it is. You go to a workshop, you get a lot of great information. You've sat there all day. You've gotten strategies that you're going to implement, new leadership strategies, and you feel motivated and filled with ideas. However, if you don't go ahead and easily apply these ideas, have application or follow-up sessions, then the concepts start to fade and what you learn, you start to forget. And so it's very important to embrace lifelong learning as well as other avenues for learning outside of a traditional mechanism of a degree or certification. If you don't believe what I'm saying, think about the last time you went to a workshop and think about the information that you actually retained from that workshop, especially if it was a full day. Think about that. And so Herman Ebbinghaus did some research on memory and learning. And what it revealed is that without reinforcement or any kind of connection or application to the knowledge or your existing knowledge, information is quickly forgotten, up to 90% within days. So you can go to a workshop today, and by the end of the week, you could have forgotten 90% of what you actually learned in the workshop. Herman's study emphasized the inefficiency of one-off training sessions, underscoring the necessity for learning methodologies that involve repetition and practical application to enhance retention and comprehension. We have learned, and I work with a lot of students, a lot of new hires and mentor a lot of people, but even your educators will be able to tell you that our traditional learning is rigid in structure, right? Because there's a syllabus to follow. There's a particular structure that has to be met. Learning goals that have to be achieved by a period of time. And this often leaves little room for creativity and real world application. The real world often challenge us to think outside the box and adapt to new challenges, which is crucial, especially in a laboratory where things are constantly changing. Also, when we think about traditional learning, it tends to focus on memorizing facts, rather than really challenging you to have those critical thinking and problem solving skills, which are essential in our environment. Lastly, traditional learning can be expensive, right? You know, if you are going and taking a traditional college course, that is hundreds of dollars per credit hour. Could be more, could be less, depending on the university in which you are taking classes. But this often limits the opportunities for people to continue to seek additional knowledge because they may not have the finances to be able to take a 3-credit-hour course. So there are many challenges that come with traditional learning and that we often forget. Sometimes cost is a barrier, and then it sometimes don't incorporate real-world application. So today I'm going to talk about 4 key things for you to think about as you are embracing your learning beyond the classroom for career success. The first one is it has to be a daily practice. Lifelong learning is a daily practice. Jim Rohn's philosophy is that you should become a student of your own life. If you have not heard Jim Rohn before, he was an influential speaker and taught a lot of business classes, leadership, personal development. There is a library on Audible. It's called the Ultimate Jim Rohn Library, and it gives snippets of all his various trainings. If you get the opportunity, I would go and download that audiobook and listen to some of his teachings. Jim Rohn advocated for a proactive approach to learning, where individuals are able to take responsibility for their education beyond the traditional classroom setting. This involves cultivating your curiosity, seeking out new knowledge areas, and applying learning to real life situations. We as laboratory professionals and scientists have to understand that lifelong learning isn't a one-time event. It isn't we're matriculating through our classes to be a scientist or a technician, and then that's it. We won't have to learn anything else. That is just the foundation. It will take daily practice, and it's about really making that commitment to yourself to always be curious and open to new ideas and always be willing to challenge your own assumptions. Don't get comfortable. When you get comfortable in your ideas, it will stop innovation. Lifelong learning will have you to think outside the box. It also offers flexibility and a personalized approach to education that encourages that curiosity and innovation and skill development. So the first part of making it part of your daily practice is figuring out what it is that you are passionate about and want to learn. So an easy way to get started is setting aside some time each day to explore new subjects, new ideas, new principles. So whether it's in books, podcasts like this episode that you're listening to, or online courses are another avenue. There are plenty of avenues to continuously learn, but these are some of the most common. Open up your mind and develop a growth mindset and view challenges as opportunities for growth rather than obstacles and just something else to do. Don't be afraid to experiment and to fail, fail forward, fail often, fail fast, and really is all a part of the learning process. So expect to fail. I always say if somebody hasn't failed at anything, there's probably not much that they can tell me. Because if you haven't failed at anything, then how are you learning? How are you growing? And if you haven't failed at anything, are you trying enough things to fail at? Because if you try enough things, at some point, you are going to fail. Trust me. I say my career was almost canceled before it got started because I started off failing fast. So if you were wanting a practical or tangible example, again, just think if you set aside some time. So if you want to develop your leadership skills, set a goal to improve those leadership skills, dedicate. You can start with 15 minutes a day where you can either read leadership books or listen to leadership podcasts, especially if you have a commute, and apply one of the concepts that you learn in your work environment with your team, with your family. I like to learn about one topic for a given period of time. So it could be I want to enhance my communication skills. So I am going to learn all things communication for the next 30, 60, or 90 days. That way, all of my focus is around communication, around that one topic. And then I start to remember the things that I've learned, and I am constantly implementing them. So that's an idea as you are starting to put into place your daily practice. The second thing is the power of repetition and application. Repetition and application cannot be understated. It's not just about learning something once and then moving on. Like you went to a workshop and was like, oh, that was great. I learned about positive intelligence or positive psychology, and now I'm a whiz at it. No, you have to apply. You have to have repetition and application. It's not just about observing or absorbing the information, but you got to practice it, integrate it into your daily life, and that's when you start to see the difference. That's when you start to see the transformation. I went through Lona's coaching program, her positive intelligence program. And one of the things that you do is you also have an app that will accompany you in the program. And so it will send you updates. It will send you reminders so that you're able to apply the topics of what was covered for the week. And this helps you with the retention. It also helps make it a habit. So if you haven't went through Lona's positive intelligence course, make sure you reach out to her, connect with her on LinkedIn. But that is an example of being able to apply a concept, which is positive intelligence, using applications. And throughout the day, you're taking these 2-minute, 3-minute, 5-minute, like power boosts to be able to apply and have repetitive action. To dive deeper into your understanding of repetition, it's more than memorizing. So you can memorize something, but again, you want to engage with the material. You want to engage in the book. You want to engage in the topic. With each repetition can reveal new insights, strengthen your connections with existing knowledge, and facilitate the practical application of the concepts. You know, you can hear somebody talk about developing your leadership skills, and they can have the exact same topics that they cover. But because the presentation is from different people, you start to remember things differently. You start to get new insight. You start to look at ways that you can apply it to your life, which is why repetition is important. So even if you hear the same thing over and over, it's okay because you're probably going to gather new insights. If you read the same book more than one time, you're probably going to capture something different than you did before. Spaced repetition techniques are very helpful, especially because it involves reviewing information at intervals so that you combat the forgetting part of it. And so what happens is if you go to a workshop, you learn a new technique, well, in a couple of days, review that information. And then a couple of days after that, you might review another part of that presentation. In a month, you revisit and you review. And then in about 3 or 6 months, you can review. And this could be just reviewing the information via the PowerPoint, a video. It could be using digital tools such as flashcards. A lot of the online learning management systems are starting to have spaced repetition included so that you'll learn a topic and then it will keep you on the learning path. And after a month, it might send you tips from the training that you have already covered. So once you have lifelong learning as a daily practice, incorporate repetition and application inside of your learning, then you want to go beyond your own individual efforts. Coaching, mentoring, training groups or mastermind groups are very important in that you get to accelerate your learning journey. One of the most impactful ways to accelerate your learning is through coaching and mentoring. Surrounding yourself with people who have already achieved what you're striving for can provide invaluable guidance and support. And we've done several episodes that talked about coaching, what is a coach, coaching for performance, coaching for development. We've also talked about mentoring. What are different mentoring models? We've also had different experts to talk about mentoring. So you can go back in our library and type in mentoring coaching so that you're able to get some additional tips on those topics. But when you surround yourself with a coach or mentor, these are people that are a little bit further along in their journey than you are. When you invest in learning outside of your formal education and invest in these people, whether it's your coach or mentor, then you're able to not only rely on the information that you learned in school, but you're also able to seek out new perspectives, new skills, and new opportunities for growth. Your future success depends on your willingness to invest in yourself and your ongoing development. And when I say invest, I mean your time, your talent, and your treasure, i.e. your money. So don't wait for your organization to do all of the investing in your development, because if you do, depending on your organization, you might not be learning and growing. Ultimately, your development is on you. When your organization pours and invests into you, that is a bonus, but it really does start with you. So when you have mentors and coaches, they help provide you guidance, feedback, and accountability, helping you navigate some of the challenges that you might encounter that you didn't even learn about in school. They help you accelerate your growth. One of the things that, or where my career really started to take off, is when I started having mentors and I started investing in coaching. And with my mentors, I was able to ask them questions. I was able to pick their brains, and they were able to share their experiences. So it made me think a different way. It made me think what is possible. And it gave me a springboard for bouncing ideas off of. When you're looking for these mentors, you definitely want to find somebody who's already achieved success in the areas in which you aspire to excel in. So that's very important. You want that person who's already had the experience that's further along in your journey. Those coaches help you because they help you to find the answer within yourself. They ask those probing questions that causes you to think. It causes you to question certain things. So those coaches are helpful as well because they're not necessarily giving their experience. They are giving proven strategy to help you be able to get to the answer within yourself. There are some mentors who are coaches, but the process of mentoring and coaching is totally are different. And so ways that you can engage outside of mentoring and coaching, you can also consider, we talked about workshops, seminars, conferences to expand your knowledge and network with like-minded individuals. I would also encourage you to participate in seminars and conferences that are not lab related so that you can understand what's happening in different industries. You can see the kind of questions that other people are asking. It's important to understand other concepts outside of just what's happening in the laboratory. Don't underestimate the power of experiential learning. So traveling, volunteering, taking on new hobbies that offer unique perspectives and invaluable lessons. When you volunteer, you are able to get diversity in your thought. You're able to get understanding. You're able to have real world application. So that is a way to be able to get a different information. Traveling. One of my nieces is in South Africa traveling right now for school. But she's able to go there and get information. She's able to see what's happening in the culture, how that applies to her degree of finance and business. So don't discount those opportunities as well. So I strongly recommend that you invest in mentoring and coaching. And that, like I said, will require your time, talent, and or treasure. Investing in volunteering, as well as taking classes, courses, workshops, master classes that are inside and outside of the lab, because you want to diversify your skill set. So not just lab related learning, but other learning, communication, leadership, problem solving, how to mind map, different tools that could be helpful for you. And the last tip is leadership and continuous improvement. Tony Alessandra, who is the best-selling author of the book, The Art of Managing People and Charisma, talks about fostering a culture of learning. How effective leadership is rooted in the continuous pursuit of knowledge and the fostering of learning culture within teams. Leaders who prioritize their own development inspire their teams to do the same. And when this happens, it creates a cycle of growth and innovation. So as a leader, as a manager, if your team sees you investing in continuous education, lifelong learning, guess what? they are going to feel that that is important, that is the culture, and they too are going to look for some sort of lifelong learning and education. So it's important as leaders, as managers, as supervisors, that you continue to learn and develop your skills, but also sharing your knowledge, figuring out ways you can integrate the learning into team activities, and ways that you could celebrate educational achievements as well. So it could be one of those things where if maybe having a book club at work, so where people want to read different books, there is a community of other learners who want to read different books and also discuss those books. I have a goal this year of reading at least 25 books. It's a combination of books for leisure that are fiction books, also reading books that are personal development or leadership books. I usually try to alternate and read one of each every month. And so far I have read 5 books, but my target is 25 books this year. I am in a book club, so those books that I like to read for fun, not necessarily for leadership growth, I'm able to meet with my book club every month and discuss the book, discuss some of the topics that happen in the book. And it's a great time to share information, get other people's perspective. So I would encourage you, if you are an avid reader and like to read, to maybe engage in a book club. Engage in a way that you can get with other people and share your knowledge. You could do this through the book club. This could be getting you an accountability group, so where 2 or 3 of you get together or more, and every month be accountable to your continuous improvement and leadership goals, to your lifelong learning. That way you have people to bounce ideas off of. You have people that will help you celebrate your wins, and you will be able to see some success because you're talking about what you're doing. You're able to get feedback, and you're able to be able to get help if any challenges may arise. So my call to action to you is to really think about your lifelong learning and your journey for continuous learning. Think about your daily plan of activities. Think about how you can apply the information that you've learned for continuous improvement. If you need to have an accountability group, if you need to invest in mentoring and or coaching, what is your favorite way to learn? Is that podcasts? Is that books? Is that workshops? Is that being in small groups? Whatever the avenue, just make sure that you subscribe to lifelong learning and know that it's not a destination, but a journey that enhances your personal fulfillment and professional success. Those who subscribe to lifelong learning, I guarantee you, are also having career success. When you adopt a mindset of continuous improvement, seeking out mentorship, engaging with peers through small group studies, could be mastermind groups, and applying these real world experiences and contexts, you are able to navigate the complexities of our environment. And it's better when you're navigating with a friend, trust me. So I'll leave you with this quote by Roger Dawson. Commitment to continuous improvement and learning is the key to reaching and maintaining excellence. So I hope as you listen to this episode and get ready to go into Q2 of 2024, that you take the time to set those goals, have a plan to achieve those goals, and be intentional. Growth doesn't just happen. You don't just learn something. You have to be intentional about learning new things, new concepts, and you have to put it into place. I hope you were able to at least level set and go back and say, you know what, it's the third month, it's March, and I've not met any of my goals yet, and now is a time to get a fresh start. Or you say, I am on track, but I want to amp up the activity that I am doing, and I'm going to incorporate an accountability group or mentor or coach. Let me know what you decide. You can reach out to me, Tywana Wilson, on LinkedIn. That is where I typically hang out. So reach out to me and let me know, what were your takeaways? What are the things that you are going to be doing? Sometimes just sharing the information with somebody is all we need to be able to get started. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Elaborate Topics. Make sure you connect with myself, Lona Small, Stephanie Whitehead. Connect in our group on LinkedIn, Elaborate Topics. Listen next week to another engaging episode. And until next time, my friends, have an awesome day.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Elaborate Topics, where your hosts discussed relevant strategies for laboratory professionals. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and listen to us on directimpactbroadcasting.com. Stay tuned for another episode with information you can use to excel in your laboratory career.